listen and learn.
Hello and welcome to Listen and Learn. My name is William and I'll be your host today and probably every day. Although I have been trying to think about how I might incorporate other people into this show. I think that there might be a way. I want to do it because it's really fun and I've really enjoyed creating these so far. I'm using ChatGPT quite a bit in producing this podcast. I'm also using AI in creating all of the music that you hear. So I've just been blown away by the way this technology has progressed, and I hope that this show also provides some inspiration for those who maybe want to learn more about AI. If you do, make sure you hit me up. I would love to talk to you about it. Really quick, if you're new here, thank you for listening. What I do is I ask ChatGPT to give me a random topic. I don't know what it is, and I have 10 minutes to learn as much as I can about it.
Hi, William, and welcome back, listener. This week, we're diving into the thrilling world of espionage. Are you ready to sneak into the shadows of the spy world?
Totally excited by this week's word. This is awesome. Espionage. All right. The first thing that comes to my mind is, what's the origin of the word? I like how it sounds.
The word espionage does have a certain secretive charm to it, doesn't it? It sounds a bit elegant for something that's essentially about sneaking around and gathering secrets. The term actually comes from the French word espionage, from espionner, meaning to spy. It goes back even further to the Latin spionum, meaning to watch. So the roots are pretty straightforward, watching, spying, but leave it to the French to make it sound so sophisticated and mysterious.
Is it an old word?
It's definitely got some history to it. The word espionage entered the English language around the early 1800s, so it's been in use for over two centuries. It's not ancient, but it's been around long enough to have seen a lot of covert action. The concept of spying itself is much older, though, dating back to ancient civilizations. Almost as soon as there were secrets, there were people sneaking around trying to steal them.
I really seem to be fascinated with the origin of words today. What are some other words that relate to espionage that are old?
There are several old and intriguing words related to the shady world of espionage. Here are a few with their rich historical contexts. Reconnaissance originated from the French term reconnaître, meaning to recognize or explore. This military term dates back to the 18th century. It involves gathering information about an enemy. Intelligence has been a part of the English lexicon since the Middle Ages, but its specific use in a military and strategic sense became prominent around the 19th century. Surveillance comes from the French word surveiller, meaning to watch over. It implies a continuous observation of a person or group, often for protective or investigative reasons. Scouting is an old term that goes back to the 14th century, originally used in military contexts to describe the action of sending soldiers out to gather information. These words not only enrich our understanding of espionage, but also show how the practice has been integral to human history, evolving in terminology as societies grew more complex.
Okay, let's switch gear from word origins for a little bit. I think I got all that. How would I know if one of my neighbors was a spy? Now, I do know that one of them works for the FBI. So is that technically a spy?
Oh, a neighbor in the FBI? That definitely adds a splash of intrigue to the neighborhood BBQ. While your FBI neighbor might not necessarily be a spy in the traditional sense, working in intelligence or surveillance could be part of their job. Here's a lighthearted yet somewhat realistic look at how you might try to spot if a neighbor could be a spy. Does your neighbor keep odd hours, perhaps leaving the house late at night or at irregular times? Spies often need to keep unconventional schedules. Notice an abundance of satellite dishes, antennas, or an unusual amount of tech gadgets going in and out of their house. Could be nothing, or it could be spy stuff. When talking about their job, do they remain super vague or switch topics quickly? Spies usually aren't forthcoming about their work. If they're often away on business trips, especially to foreign locations, that might raise an eyebrow or two. But before you go setting up your own spy operation, with binoculars and code names, remember, many of these behaviors could be perfectly normal and innocent.
Am I just weird that I've never wanted to be a spy? I do like James Bond, and if I had to be a James Bond character, it would definitely be Daniel Craig, but I don't think I want to be a spy.
The life of a spy, while glamorous on the big screen, involves a lot of risk, and living a life cloaked in secrecy, definitely not everyone's cup of tea. Loving the excitement and intrigue of a James Bond film is one thing, but living it is another. Daniel Craig did bring a grittier, more intense vibe to Bond.
Okay, how do you even hire a spy?
Hiring a spy isn't exactly something you can do over LinkedIn. In the real world, espionage activities are generally handled by government agencies, and they recruit individuals for intelligence roles through their usual recruitment processes, just like any other job. However, these are not advertised as spy roles, but rather positions within intelligence agencies like the CIA, NSA, or FBI in the US, or MI6 and GCHQ in the UK. For those looking to get into this field, here's a more serious look at the steps involved. Typically, a degree in international relations, political science, languages, or even computer science can be helpful. You'll need to pass a rigorous background check. Security clearance processes are thorough, evaluating every part of a candidate's history. Official recruitment is done through government websites and career fairs. They don't exactly say spies wanted, but they do look for analysts, language experts, and field officers. If you get through all the hoops, extensive training in everything from self-defense to surveillance techniques awaits you. Of course, if you're thinking more along the lines of corporate espionage or hiring a private investigator, that's a whole different kettle of fish, usually involving legal contracts and much less secrecy, or at least a different type of secrecy.
How much do spies make?
If you're thinking about the financial side of stepping into a spy's shoes, working for a major intelligence agency can offer a solid salary, but it's not all about the money. It's more about the thrill and satisfaction of serving your country, plus the unique challenges the job brings. For example, salaries at agencies like the CIA or FBI in the US vary widely based on role, experience, and rank. Entry-level positions might start anywhere from around $40,000 to $60,000 a year. More experienced intelligence officers or those in specialized technical roles can earn well into six figures. Plus, there are usually comprehensive benefits like health insurance, retirement plans, and, not to forget, potentially thrilling travel opportunities.
No, I mean, if I'm going to become a spy, I want to get paid for that. Who are some of the more famous people that have been tried for espionage?
Espionage has a long and storied history, with some notorious figures who've been caught and tried for their secretive activities. Here are a few of the most famous espionage cases: Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Perhaps the most infamous espionage case in US history, the Rosenbergs were American citizens who were convicted of spying on behalf of the Soviet Union. They were accused of passing atomic bomb secrets to the Russians during the Cold War and were executed in 1953. Aldrich Ames. A former CIA officer, Ames was convicted in 1994 for spying for the Soviet Union and Russia. Over a 9-year period, his espionage led to the compromise of numerous CIA agents in operations in the Soviet Union, with at least 10 operatives reportedly executed as a result of his treason. Robert Hansen. Another damaging spy within the US intelligence community, Hansen was an FBI agent who sold secrets to the Soviets and Russians for over 2 decades. His espionage was considered one of the worst intelligence breaches in US history, and Kim Philby. A high-ranking member of British intelligence, Philby was a double agent who passed secrets to the Soviets during World War II and the Cold War. He was a part of the infamous Five, a group of spies in the UK who conveyed government secrets to the Soviets. Philby defected to the Soviet Union in 1963 to avoid prosecution.
How did they get caught? I'm always curious about how they tripped up and they got caught.
The Rosenbergs were implicated by Ethel's brother, David Greenglass, who was himself a part of the Soviet spy ring. Greenglass confessed to passing atomic secrets to the Soviets and named the Rosenbergs as accomplices. His testimony was crucial in their conviction. Ames was caught primarily through the use of financial forensics. The CIA and FBI noticed his extravagant spending well beyond his government salary, which raised red flags. Further investigation revealed his secret bank accounts and cash deposits, as well as physical surveillance that eventually caught him in the act of making drops for his Soviet handlers. Hansen's capture was partly due to the FBI's internal investigations following previous espionage cases, including that of Aldrich Ames. Mole hunting teams used fingerprint analysis, surveillance, and bag searches to identify him. They caught Hansen red-handed, placing a bag of secret documents at a dead drop location for his Russian contacts. Philby was suspected for years before his eventual defection to the Soviet Union. His downfall began when a fellow British double agent, George Blake, was caught, and the investigation into into Blake's activities increased scrutiny on Philby. His close friendship with other members of the Cambridge Five, who were under suspicion or confirmed as Soviet spies, also made British intelligence increasingly suspicious. Each of these spies was undone by a combination of betrayal, financial greed, diligent investigative work, and sometimes their own mistakes.
Sure seems like you got to be involved with Russia if you're going to be involved with espionage.
You've picked up on a significant trend. Many of the most notorious espionage cases, especially during the mid-20th century, involved spying for the Soviet Union and later Russia. This was primarily due to the intense geopolitical tensions of the Cold War, where the United States and the Soviet Union were locked in a fierce rivalry, encompassing military might, ideological battles, and intelligence warfare. The focus on Soviet and Russian espionage isn't just a matter of more spies for those countries. Rather, it reflects the era's high stakes. The information that spies like the Rosenbergs, Aldrich Ames, and Robert Hansen passed to the Soviets had profound implications for national security, potentially altering the balance of power during a very tense period globally.
Can I turn this off? Well, that's time. This was a good one today. Espionage. I was not thinking that I was going to be learning about espionage, but here I did. Kind of just a recap, I spent a lot of time asking about the origin of the word. It's a French word. Its roots are in watching or spying, and that kind of reflects this old age practice of gathering information secretly, which through time has obviously been a thing. We talked about and learned about some famous spies, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, Aldrich Ames, Hansen. It might be Robert Hansen. And we learned that the Soviet Union was kind of in the middle of all of it. Pretty much Soviet Union, Russia, synonymous with espionage. And then we also learned about catching spies, most often caught through financial investigation. They start spending a lot more money than they have. It seems stupid, but betrayed by associates or maybe even family. And we learned that also spies don't make very much money, which means I'm probably not going to put myself at risk to be a spy. Thank you for listening to Listen and Learn this week. This has been a blast. If you like these episodes, please let me know. By any means necessary, you can look in the description of the podcast to get links where you can connect up with me. You can also leave reviews. Appreciate that as well. Thank you so much, and I will catch you next time.